This week we were supposed to bring an example of somebody in history or in the Bible that was tempted to tell a lie or tell something that wasn't true, and tell whether what their decision was and what were the consequences. And I thought of one time our neighbor came and told us a story about when he was driving truck. One time, the truck didn't have very much power at all, and so he took it to this one shop, and they turned up its injection pump and made it have a lot more power. And so later, since he had done that, something went bad on it, and so they came. His boss, I think, came and asked him, "Did you do this?" And he just said, "Nope." Because he told us, he said if he would have said yes, he would have lost his job.
He didn't take the shop, he did it himself.
Oh, okay.
He screwed himself.
And so he told us that if he would have told the truth, he would have lost his job. But sometimes I wonder if maybe he would have just told the truth, if maybe they would have, you know, saw that he was honest and given him another chance.
If we don't get our chores done before breakfast time, we have to skip. And so a few years ago, I was doing my chicken chores, and the big automatic water tank needed filled, and then the bell rang, and I was like, oh boy, you know. So then I had that decision to either lie and get to eat breakfast or not, or to tell the truth, and then I'd probably have to skip. And here I told him I had done it, and then here I got caught, and the punishment was a whole lot worse than just skipping breakfast.
When God asked Cain where his brother Abel was after he killed him, God may have been more lenient with him if he had told the truth about what had happened, but he lied and he had very severe punishment for the rest of his life.
One time I was brush hogging and I accidentally caught the muffler on a branch and bent it over, and I was kind of embarrassed about it, but I told Dad anyways, but he was glad that I had told him the truth and was open about it, and so it all went fine.
A while back, we watched a documentary on the Watergate scandal, and first Nixon's, his party, they made the mistake of going and breaking into the Watergate building and putting bugs everywhere to, you know, and to spy or figure out what the other party was, you know, saying in there. And well, after they did that, they got caught, and anyway, they tried covering it up and lied and all kinds of stuff, and it just went worse and worse and worse and worse. And so they tried harder to cover it up, you know, and did all kinds of crazy stuff. And finally, you know, right at the end, they were just completely, you know, everyone knew that they had really done not good stuff, you know. And somehow, you know, when people lie like that, it's usually because they did something that, you know, wasn't good, and then they feel like covering it up.
I thought about Jesus when he was in the garden. He wasn't necessarily tempted to lie, but he was tempted to give up or not stay true. But he just went through it and stayed true to God and did what he's supposed to do and took it. And so now we're he was able to set the captive free.
I got Eliezer. He was really high up, and they weren't allowed to eat pork or whatever, and they tried to force him to eat it, but he spat it out, and then the other people, that his good friends, tried to convince him to eat other meat and pretend it was pork. And he decided not to lie and just bear the consequences.
Thought about Adam and Eve when they ate of the tree in the middle of the garden, and they heard God walking through the garden, and they hid themselves, and God asked them why they were hiding, and they said because they knew they were naked, and because they lied, they were thrown out of the garden.
God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, but he didn't want to, so he took a different ship, and there was a great storm, and they threw him off, and his consequences was that he had to be ate by whale, and he was in there for 3 days and 3 nights, and he prayed all that time, and then God told the whale to spit him out.
I thought about Peter when he lied and denied that he knew Jesus, and then he ran out of the court that they were in, and but then he repented of it, and he became a figurehead in the church after that.
Ananias and Sapphira liked their money too much, so they lied and had to be killed then.
I watched a movie about that called Hacksaw Ridge. This kid was in the army, and he refused to touch a gun. He did refuse to kill anybody. And they did the whole training, and when it time to come to turn out a shoot, everybody went and got the gun, he didn't. The drill sergeant and all his up around just gave him a hard time all the time, just saying he's a sissy and all this stuff. He just took it, didn't say anything about it. And he just went through all kinds of stuff and went through war without touching a gun one time. And instead of killing, he said he wanted to be a doctor, and he'd save lives instead of killing them. So on the field, he'd go around and save everybody that got shot. He didn't touch a gun one time through the whole war.
I was thinking a lot about like the reasons that we lie, and also what could be a lie that maybe doesn't appear like a lie, you know, such as being a hypocrite. Sometimes that doesn't appear like a lie, but you're living in such a way, and you've convinced yourself that you are something that you aren't. And I have a few examples to bring up here. The one being the parable of the son that, you know, there was two sons, and the father said, go to my vineyard to work. And the one said, oh yeah, I'm going to go. And he ended up not going. Well, the one that said, I'm not going to go, ended up going. And I thought about how the one that said, I will go, he was responding out of haste and guilt. You know, he felt guilty because, well, I don't want to go, but I'm just going to lie and pretend like I want to go to make myself feel better. You know, a lot of it has to do with guilt. And I was thinking about how guilt also causes, like the Pharisees, their whole foundation was guilt-based and hypocrisy-based, and that'll never produce a repentant heart that wants to do God's will. And I thought about the son that said he wouldn't go, then went. He was struggling with rebellion a little bit and just not wanting to do it. But later on, he started seeing, hey, I need to go do what my dad tells me. You know, I need to get involved in this because it's good for me and it's the right thing to do. So. Well, he repented, and his repentance and his whole foundation is based on a positive, repentant heart. You know, he laid aside his selfishness and his unwillingness, and he submitted his will. And I was thinking about, like, a lot of the kings in the Old Testament that, like, God would tell them to do something, such as go kill the whole, you know, whatever. That I don't like talking about this, but... Or he would just go tell them to wipe out a nation. But the point is, they would only kill part of them, or, you know, they would do a pretense of obedience, but it wasn't it wasn't a full obedience. And anyway, I guess my point is, a lot of times, and this is in my life too, like, I'm responding out of guilt. Like, I feel like, oh, for instance, I'll just bring this up. I don't normally talk about my own guilt, but like yesterday was the work bee, and I felt guilty because I wasn't going to the work bee, you know? And I thought, oh, maybe I ought to stop by there. Well, I ended up not going because I was so busy with my own projects here. And I had to tell myself, no, don't, you're thinking too much. Don't think too much about it. Just do what you gotta do. And I had to walk myself through it, you know? Because what happens is I feel guilty and I let the guilt pile up. Well, then pretty soon my whole outlook on life is trying to appease this guilt that will not be appeased. And then I won't, then David will tell me to do something like, something as simple as like, oh, go move that thing over there that's over by the thing, you know. And then I'm like, I don't have time to do that, you know, and I don't even do those little things that I'm told to do. I wasn't even told to go to the work bee, so, but you get the point, like, anyway. Lord bless you all.